This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Council of Ministers decides to hold elections of the National Assembly on January 26. Prime Minister Sherbhadra Duba holds talks with US Assistant Secretary of State Donald Liu. Supreme Court to determine cases for conducting hearings through random selection. And U.S. President Joe Biden says he is weighing a U.S. diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympic Games due to be held in Beijing, China. Now, the news in detail. The Council of Ministers meeting held yesterday decided to hold the elections on January 26 for the seats of the National Assembly that are going to be vacant after March 4. There is an obligatory provision for holding the election for the National Assembly 35 days before the seats go vacant. Likewise, the Cabinet also decided to promote three joint secretaries of the health sector to the secretary-level positions. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Donald Liu has paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Sherbhadra Duba at Balwatar. Foreign Affairs Secretary Bharat Raj Baudel informed that Prime Minister Duba and U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Liu discussed matters relating to mutual welfare, COVID-19 crisis, vaccine support and various aspects of multidimensional bilateral relations. The Foreign Secretary for the State, the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State, took Prime Minister Duba's request positively for financial and technical supports from the U.S. to address issues that resulted due to climate change. Kathmandu-Bangkok flight has been suspended for a long time due to COVID-19 is to resume soon. During a meeting held between Tourism Minister Prem Bahadur Ali and Ambassador of Thailand to Nepal, Vosita Vorasov, at the ministry yesterday, Ambassador Vorasov informed that the regular Kathmandu-Bangkok flight would come into operation again within a few days. Minister Ali applauded the government of Thailand's support for the development of Lumbini and urged the government to provide assistance to the maternity hospital in Lumbini. The tourism minister also urged the ambassador to facilitate in visa issuance to Nepali citizens. On the occasion, Ambassador Vorasov pledged to make maximum effort from his side for the development of Lumbini area. The Ministry of Health and Population is to operate the rabies immunoglobulin service from all the seven provinces from November 21st. Immunoglobulin is an injectable medicine that is applied around the wound. Addressing a press conference organized in Kathmandu yesterday, Health Minister Birod Khatiwada said the ministry was moving ahead in line with the target of reducing death due to rabies to zero until 2030 as per the World Health Organization WHO strategy. Meanwhile, Health Minister Birod Khatiwada has said the government has arranged sufficient vaccines against COVID-19 to all citizens. Minister Khatiwada and the United States Assistant Secretary for South and Central Asian Affairs, Donald Liu, held the joint monitoring of the Pfizer vaccination campaign at Trivuvan University Teaching Hospital in Maharajganj yesterday. The health minister shared that people can visit vaccination centers in convenient places and get the vaccine as there is no shortage of vaccine against COVID-19. He further said arrangement was being made to administer vaccine to people at any time in all the districts within few days. A total of 299 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the number of infections was confirmed while conducting tests of 11,151 samples. Likewise, 260 people recovered in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, 6 persons died of the virus infection yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,489 in Nepal so far. The full court of the Supreme Court has decided to determine cases for conducting hearings through random selection procedure. The meeting of the full court of 19 justices, excluding Chief Justice Cholendra Samsara Rana, endorsed the work procedure to fix cases for hearing on the basis of random selection. Earlier, the Chief Justice had been assigning benches for hearing cases. Meantime, the hearings in the Supreme Court were affected yesterday as well, as the justices of the Apex Court refused to sit on the bench. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma has said the government is ready to operate big projects without any obstructions and to facilitate the development endeavours. During a discussion on the laws relating to the facilitation in the development organised at the ministry yesterday, the Finance Minister stated that the new unclear laws and other hurdles had hampered big projects and they must be revised. He pointed out the need of identifying projects on the basis of people's real needs and not on the basis of political influence. The Meteorological Forecasting Division of the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has asked the public transportation and aviation sectors to apply needed precautions as there could be poor visibility due to fog in most of the parts of the country today. The division has also said that the temperature could dip as light rainfall is likely to occur at one or two places of the Bagmati province, Kandaki province and Lumbini province. Four people have been killed and 17 others injured in a bus accident in Rolpa district. Deputy Superintendent of Police Naresh Rasubedi said the bus coming from Korai of Dang Thawang met with an accident at Madi Rural Municipality 4, Tarkibang Sahid Marg yesterday evening. Police informed the bus fell into the river 200 meters below the road. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has said that national unity can be further strengthened and tolerance and harmony between religious, social and cultural variations maintained by following guidance of peace, harmony, tolerance and public welfare set by Guru Nanak, a Sikh Guru. In a message on the occasion of the Guru Nanak Jayanti, President wished that this festival would inspire all to build equitable, civilized and cultured society by ending all sorts of discriminations and distortions. She also offered best wishes of happiness, peace and prosperity to all Sikh sisters and brothers at home and abroad. In a similar message of best wishes, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba extended greetings of happiness, peace and prosperity to all Sikh followers at home and abroad. He expressed the hope that following guidance given by Guru Nanak would help further consolidate national unity and expand mutual harmony, fraternity and tolerance among all the Nepalis. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. U.S. President Joe Biden has said that he is weighing a U.S. diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympic Games due to be held in Beijing, China. A diplomatic boycott would mean that no U.S. officials are sent to attend the Games. The decision comes amid rising tensions in the U.S.-China relationship. On Monday, Biden held his first direct talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping. At the White House, Biden spokesperson Jen Psaki said that the U.S. and China leaders did not discuss the Olympics during their three-hour virtual meeting on Monday. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has said that Germany is in the grip of the dramatic fourth COVID wave. Daily infections in Germany hit a new record of nearly 53,000 on Wednesday as the European governments responded to a surge on much of the continent. Meantime, Belgium announced a series of measures in an attempt to avoid lockdown. Children in Belgium will have to wear masks from the age of 10 rather than the current age of 12. Working from home will become compulsory from Saturday for 4 days a week. Similarly, Austria, which imposed a lockdown on an estimated 2 million unvaccinated people on Monday, reported record daily infections on Wednesday. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy in Bagmati province, Kandaki province and Lumbini province and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light to moderate snowfall at a few places over the central and western high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 22.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 9 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Council of Ministers decides to hold elections of the National Assembly on January 26. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba holds talks with U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Donald Liu. Supreme Court to determine cases for conducting hearings through random selection. And U.S. President Joe Biden says he is weighing a U.S. diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympic Games due to be held in Beijing, China. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.